Tomorrow, there's a local author fair happening at the Belleville Public Library. It starts at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon with a group of local authors. And joining the conversation this morning, local author Susan Brenningen Ramp. Good morning.
John, Miriam, and Mick Mason, how are you guys doing?
We're doing all right.
Very
You're
welcome.
Part of the big library event tomorrow. But first of all, right off the top, how are you feeling, Susan?
Well, I just survived another new treatment of chemo yesterday. So I got my little sleep last night. Now I'm raring to go today. Onward we go, John.
That's good. It's been almost 4 years now you were diagnosed?
Yes, just 3.5 years. Yeah, from March on. But, yeah. So that was right after my husband had prostate cancer. But he's great. Managed to get through it. But it was kind of a whole sort of shake-up for our family. But, yeah.
Well, tomorrow...
So anyway, but I'm feeling good and just chipping away every day as a gift. And I just thought I'd... the writing just came out of me during this time, as you can imagine. As a way of coping, but also just as a way of, you know, breathing and existing with emotions. And then it started turning into something else, more like a tribute to all the people who've been there for me.
You're launching your poetry collection, Scenes from Stage 4. And
yeah.
It's a compilation of poetic thoughts. I guess you put pen to paper. Now, you are a longtime educator in Mix Nation for many decades.
And
had a connection with thousands of families over your wonderful career. I'm hoping that you will read a poem for us this morning on the show.
Sure. This is, and I don't want the whole collection. It's not like a downer, just all about life with cancer, but it's about seizing each day. And, you know, for people with every challenge or any challenge, I hope they just kind of feel inspired to go out and kind of carpe diem, as they say. So this poem is called Write Your Best Day, if I could just say it. It says, let it sneak up on you, but don't hold back. Today is going to be an exceptional day to ponder, to explore, to laugh, to wonder, to be. Believe in the joy heading to you and through you. Let it burst forth from you like a rainbow, coloring your interactions with everyone, so that they feel the warmth of your smile and kindness, warming their spirit and bolstering the unsteady, because you are powerful and wonderful and impactful and beautiful. Write your best day on the whisper of the wind, then soar.
Wow,
that's a very positive message right there, Susan.
Yeah. Beautiful.
That's kind of the way I roll, Miriam. I like to be a positive person. And I mean, things you deal with in life, you can either curl up in a ball and, or just say, okay, what do we have to do now? And that's kind of how I've been just trying to soak up every ounce of life and, you know, being with people and just trying to see what I can do. So the good thing about this book, I'm giving 100% of the profits to the BGH Oncology through the foundation. And I hope that it helps a lot of people, because I'm going to tell you, I see a lot of our Quinty neighbors there. And, you know, I hope it helps just me giving a little something back from what they've given me.
Susan, it's a beautiful poem. And, you know, I've interviewed singers, songwriters, and sometimes it takes days or it could take 5 minutes to write a big song that resonates with people. What does it take for you to write a poem? Is it a process where it comes quickly to you, or it could be days or weeks?
Some of them come close faster, and I've been honing this for quite some time. I was featured in an Al Purdy collection, a tribute to Al Purdy, you know, years ago. But sometimes it's just plugging away and trying to find the correct words. You know, and just say, you know, that's not enough. Like, let's just dig a little deeper. And then you kind of lap back at it, kind of like waves on the shore. But, you know, and I always encourage that as a principal and a teacher with kids writing. Like, everybody has a story to tell. Everyone has something to, you know, share with the world, with their light. You know, however you do it, whether it's in painting or poetry or, you know, sharing great music and just living and connecting people, you can do it. But, so it kind of comes to me at different times. And obviously different days are better than others, but I kind of got on a bender, and I work with the local Retired Teachers of Ontario group, and they, you know, we meet once a month virtually. So that's like listeners from all over the place. And I also have kind of like a Firefly writers group that I go into just to let you, and all basically they just say, okay, we're going to dedicate writing, like, you know, for sure an hour a day. Yeah. Just go for it.
Well, thank you for sharing some time with us this morning on Mix 97. Susan Brannigan-Ram, part of the Belleville Public Library. Local author fair tomorrow. It starts at 2 o'clock. I understand Jana Richards will be a part of that as well.
That's right. She's going to be right near me, I think, with her amazing poetry.
Beautiful.
She's got great stuff that she's promoting. And plus, I don't know the whole list of writers, but I know you had to apply to get in. So I know they've already been vetted. And it's going to be a great time to meet people.
Thank you for this.
Book's going to be for sale there, and then we'll work on where else. It's hot off the press. We pick it up today.
Sounds great, Susan. Thank you.
Good luck. Thank you.